Want to know an easy way to save money? Lower the interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. The application is 100% online, is a simple and painless process, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to lightstream.com/country. That's lightstream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, morning. So if you listen to music during a workout, it will help you exercise longer. And so if you listen to high-energy upbeat music, it helps you last longer during cardiac stress tests, which is basically running. And man, do I hate running. I hate every bit of it.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, play the upbeat music, it keeps you running longer, even if you don't know it.
Totally.
Even if you don't think it does, it does. I have my three workout songs because I just pulled them. So here are the three that I've put on mine. And they're not super upbeat, but I have...
Everything's gonna be alright.
I like this one, Daily Murphy.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Isn't it just makes me feel good?
Yeah.
Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink.
This makes me feel like I'm in a movie. It's like, oh, look at the world. I don't know. There's something about this song that just makes me feel good. So, David Lee Murphy. And then I have an old Thomas Rhett song that I played called I Feel Good. Lunch Money Lewis is in this one. It was from the last record.
Oh, yeah. I feel good today.
It's a good one, huh? It wasn't a single. That's called I Feel Good from Thomas Rhett.
Excuse me, can someone bring the beat back?
My team won in overtime.
Good. And then finally, the song from NERD called Lemon.
I get it how I live it.
Yes.
I live it how I get it.
This song's a jam.
I'm pulling with a lemon. Not cause she ain't living.
No joke. My daughter dancing to this song is legit.
Yeah?
Yes. Like, this song brings out all the moves in her.
Yeah. You know who's singing this, right?
Yeah.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
It's an NERD song called Lemon.
It's awesome.
Got the window down, top blown lock. Got the hazard on, wanna do a fire.
Do people know this is Pharrell?
NERD?
You think that's
probably? I think NERD fans do.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just checking.
Yeah.
When he came in, I think he was even weirded out that I was a big NERD fan.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Let me give a big ICU to Phoenix's Department of Public Safety. They briefly shut down lanes on the interstate to rescue two dogs that were running around on the freeway. I'm talking about they had to shut down the interstate, which is hard to do. Because I watch those police chases, and they got to get way ahead with those spikes. Yeah. After a chase of the dogs, they were able to catch them uninjured and get them to a local shelter. Still no word on the dogs' owners or where the dogs came from. And if no owner comes forward, they have people waiting to adopt the dogs. So shout out to the Phoenix Department of Public Safety for shutting down the highway, man. I see you. So I went to our YouTube page. These are the most viewed covers that have ever been done on our show, which I haven't really thought to look that up. But, you know, for a long time, we would have people come in and do covers all the time. That it was kind of our thing. Then everybody started doing it, so we stopped doing it really as our thing. But we have some good ones here. Any ideas? I mean, that's such a wide...
Garth Brooks doing James Taylor?
No.
Oh.
Number four. That's a weird one, though, that's not.
Oh, Bruno Mars. Who did Bruno Mars? Cam?
Oh, Cam did Uptown Funk.
That was a good one.
Cam made the list, but that's not one of the biggest.
Oh.
So at number five, Luke Combs doing Brand New Man from Brooks and Dunn.
Whoa!
saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire you touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
At number four, these are the most viewed covers from our show. Cam, when she came in and did Hello by Adele.
Oh.
Right when that song launched, you know, Hello, and yeah. Rolling Stone did a huge article on her doing this song.
Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm...
So there's Cam. And number three is Ed Sheeran on our show. People forget that Ed came in a long time ago.
I forgot.
But I mean, before Ed Sheeran was like crazy Ed Sheeran, people still knew him, obviously, but now he's an international superstar. Then he was an international medium star.
No? Yeah.
He did Cruise in 2013, so 5 years ago we had Ed Sheeran in.
Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down back roads, blowing stop signs through the middle of every little farm town with you, with the brand new Chevy with a lift kick. Look ahead of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. But I did a remix.
Do you remember that?
No.
You don't? Okay, can you load the full thing up? Or does it sound weird with the audio?
I mean, I obviously...
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Remember Ed coming in, but I do
and
not remember
like
him singing.
A dirtier version of that? You know, you guys remember that?
No, mm-hmm. I don't think I was here for that. I was having my baby. Junior was being born then.
Oh, 2013. Yeah. Number two is Sam Hunt doing Strawberry Wine.
Like Strawberry Wine.
Yeah. 2014.
17, hot July moon. Saw everything. My first taste of love.
Pretty good, huh?
Maybe so one of his first visits here, right?
Maybe one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then number one is back in the day when he was just Chris
Stapleton
playing Your Man, which he wrote for Josh Turner.
I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite strong. I can't believe how much it turned me on. Just be your man.
Hey, put that Stapleton one in too. I want to play that one. But I forgot about these. And Mike D was going through. He goes, "Hey, you should look at our YouTube covers." And I was like, "Man, that Mike D always put me on the bits." Aren't you guys all haters?
What? No, I think it's great.
Mike D's awesome. It's a great job.
You guys are all turning against Quiet Mike D.
Good Mike D.
No, good job, Mike D. We're going to do that.
He's not even in here.
Suck up.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Brown
we could have done that.
Oh, come on. Why didn't you then? All right.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
So this girl, Haley Dawson, only 8 years old, was born with this birth defect that left her without a hand. Well, she got hooked up with multiple 3D printed hands, including a special one for the Giants. You know, I guess she's a fan, and she got to go out there and throw the first pitch at the Giants game with her 3D hand.
She got a San Francisco Giants 3D hand?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's a, like, bionic one that's their colors and has their team logo across it.
Listen, she needs a hand, but I would still take a Chicago Cubs hand.
Yeah.
It's bionic.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nevada. A man was a little late on his rent, and the landlord came and said, "Hey, I need that money." He goes, "I'll get it to you tomorrow. I'll go rob a bank today." So that day, he went and robbed a bank, and the landlord saw it on the news.
Oh, wow.
And they put a description on it. He's like, "Man, that really could be my tenant." And the tenant came with the cash. He called police, and the guy was arrested.
Wow.
I mean, he told him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He did give him a heads up how he was going to get the money. Wow.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Let's go.
You guys ready for a round of Riddle Me This?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
These are kids' riddles. And I go to you one by one. Amy, you're first. What kind of coat can only be put on when wet? What kind of coat?
Paint coat.
Wow.
That was easy. Good one.
Wow.
It's quick.
Correct.
Thank you.
Wow. That's coming
nice,
out strong.
Nice work, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Riddle me this. I have a bed, but I never sleep. I have a mouth, but I never speak. What am I?
I have a bed.
I have a bed, but I never sleep. I have a mouth, but I never speak. What am I?
Riddle me this.
Oh, that's easy.
Go ahead.
Ant.
An ant.
Because you have an ant bed and they have mouths, they don't speak. That is true.
No, it's a river. There's a riverbed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I mean, it could
that's
be.
That's a hard one, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Ant is true, too.
Well, any animal you can say has a mouth that doesn't speak.
Yeah, but so they don't all have
that's
bed.
Not the right answer. Eddie.
come on.
Riddle me this, Eddie.
What gets bigger and bigger the more you take away from it? It's a kid's riddle.
The more you take away from
what
it.
What gets bigger and bigger the more you take away from it? Going right in order here, the sheet. Go ahead. What gets bigger the more you take away from it? It's a kid's riddle.
Balloon.
Oh,
no,
balloon.
That would be the opposite.
Dummy.
Dude, go with ant. If all else fails, go to ant.
No, don't even make fun of ant, because that is a right answer according to that.
The answer is hole. Sorry, it's a hole.
Of course.
Amy, you can win if you get this right. You clinch.
Okay.
I can be cracked and I can be played. I can be told and I can be made. What am I? I'll do it again.
You are going way too fast.
I can be cracked and I can be played. I can be told and I can be made. What am I? Riddle me this.
Go
ahead.
Why? I can't.
Your answer is?
Crack open the old.
I can be cracked and I can be played. Go ahead.
Cracked and played. Piano.
Oh. No.
I don't know.
A joke. Crack a joke, play a joke, tell a joke.
Oh, play a joke.
Play
made.
A joke.
Yeah. Lunchbox, you get back in this if you get this
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. Is the answer ant?
He goes blind with ant.
I like that he's making fun of himself now. See?
Yeah, that's
what's
cool.
Having a baby has turned a whole new guy.
No, but I'm just telling you, that's a good answer. And okay. People will agree with me online.
What do you throw out when you want to use it, but take in when you don't want to use it?
What do you throw out?
When you want to use it, you throw it out. Mm-hmm. You take it in when you don't want to use it.
Yeah, a fishing line.
A fishing line. No, I'm sorry.
What?
What?
It's an anchor.
Oh, wow. Lunchbox, I was with you on that.
Yeah. But you throw it out when you want to use it. When you take it in, you still want to use it.
I guess both.
No, yeah, you're reeling both. It in.
You still are using it. I'm not arguing with you. That's not the answer. Eddie, are you ready?
Come on. Right again.
No, that's not right.
Quiet, please.
What can you hold without touching it? What can you hold without touching it?
It's so easy.
If you miss it, Amy is the champion. What can you hold without touching it? Riddle me this. Riddle me this.
Without touching something.
What can you hold without touching it?
Your dreams.
Ooh,
your
dream.
Ooh, good
a dream.
One.
No, a conversation. Yeah, I'm sorry. Amy's our winner. There we go. You ready for the championship prize? You also get to do Riddle Me This in my voice.
No.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yep, and whenever you're ready.
Riddle me this.
There we go. Yeah.
Show.
They did a brand matchup poll, meaning they just matched up different brands that we love against each other. Amy, if you had to pick Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
76% of people say Coke. I'm surprised it's that high.
Oh, not in my mind.
Well, I like Coke, too, a lot more. But I'm surprised that they have 76%. McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
78% said McDonald's. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
92% said Netflix. Hulu doesn't have a lot on it yet. They have The Handmaid's Tale and then some shows that are already on network TV that a lot of the times you can just watch at ABC.com or their other channels. But Hulu doesn't have a bunch of big, their own shows yet.
Right. But I think they're getting there.
We're good. And when they get there, I may get there.
Okay.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Instagram.
Yeah, Insta Story's taken over. Snapchat now has a 16-way calling. Snapchat's actually the better product, but everyone's on Insta Story.
Oh, okay.
You can now call 16 people at once on Snapchat.
Wow.
And talk on like a three, you know, your three-way back in the day?
Yeah.
Do 16-way.
Oh, that's cool.
Nickelodeon or Disney Channel? You have kids?
Yeah, I know. We don't watch either, I guess, right now.
You don't have an answer, really? You can say no answer.
Well, I can go based on my childhood. I'll go Nickelodeon all the way.
Now Disney dominates.
Oh, okay.
Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, wow. Dunkin' Donuts, because you can get a munchkin.
Starbucks dominated.
Oh.
72% Starbucks there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Is there a food you just won't eat? Like, what's the... For me, it is onions. If there is an onion, if I know there's an onion, I will not eat it. I cannot take an onion.
Raw or cooked or does it matter?
I do not care.
Mine is raw onions.
I can't eat an onion for anything. What do you have?
I don't eat olives. Nope. No, no, no.
I like olives.
No. And if somehow they sneak up in whatever I'm eating, I'm like, ugh, I have to spit it out. I'm really dramatic about it, too.
I like green full olives. Like, oh. You guys don't like those?
No, gross, no, no, no.
Oh, I don't care. I do. Green, black, whatever. I don't want any.
That's been more of an adult acquired taste. Since I've become mature, I've started to like olives.
More sophisticated palate.
Yeah. So no olives for you. No onions or mayonnaise for me. Lunchbox, what food can you just not eat?
Mayonnaise and tomatoes. If tomatoes
no
are on
tomatoes?
It. Oh, tomatoes are disgusting. I send it back because they say, oh, you can just pick the tomatoes off. No, tomato juice gets on everything and it ruins it. You take it back and get me a whole new sandwich or burger or whatever. If the tomato touched it, it goes back. Sorry. Ugh.
So far it's onions, olives, tomatoes. We're really crushing the vegetables here, huh? Although tomatoes are a fruit, I guess.
Is olives are not a vegetable, are they?
What do you think they are? Meat?
Yeah, I think they are, Amy.
They are?
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know.
Nasty
I'm not gonna act all judgy.
You think it's a nasty piece of fat? Yeah. Eddie?
Ooh, mine's controversial because I can't eat jalapenos. I won't do it.
What?
I don't like them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Eduardo?
Yes.
The guy who pronounces narcos?
Narcos. I cannot eat jalapenos.
On your tacos?
Anywhere.
Are your parents ashamed of you?
Yes, because they order jalapenos on the side with everything. We go to McDonald's, they ask if they have jalapenos.
That is so
That's weird.
Yeah.
That'd be like me going, I do not eat white bread.
No.
No, it's not the same thing. No.
Raymond, anything you don't eat? Producer Raymond?
Yeah, sausage on my pizza.
Sausage, period?
I can eat sausage, but just not on my pizza. It ruins the pizza.
What?
Huh. Interesting.
Don't be random. Judging. You just said, I went on a whole rant about tomato juice. And he goes, what? Don't be judging. We all have our things.
But he eats sausage, but just not on his pizza.
Okay, I hate
ketchup?
Peanut butter. I hate peanut butter, but I can eat a peanut butter cup. Reese's peanut butter cup.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie, why do you always think everything's about you being Mexican?
What do you mean, dude? What did I say this time?
Eddie's at the store and the fish guy came up.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you think Walmart. You would do that to a white person?
Because he straight up asked me. He's like, you Hispanic? I was like, yeah, maybe. And he's like, dude, I got some fish. You want to buy some? I was in the parking lot, and I was like, fish? Like, what do you mean? He's like, I got some in the back of the truck. I catch fish every single day, and I usually sell it to Mexican people. I'm like, straight up, we'll eat anything. I get it. I understand that.
Wait, so, what?
Yeah, he says he sells them $1 a fish.
Wait a minute. Was he white?
Yeah, he's a white dude. Real nice dude. Like, really nice guy. He's like, no, usually that's my market, like Mexican people. I'm like, well, okay, I get that. We love fish. And a deal, too. $1 a fish? Show me this fish.
Did you go look at the fish?
I did. He has bass. He had catfish. He had another one that I didn't recognize. But, yeah, man, like $1 a fish in the back of the truck.
Did you buy any fish?
No, I didn't buy fish from this dude's back of the truck. At first, I was like, that's a steal. Like, this is a good deal. Expensive fish inside the store, cheap fish in the parking lot.
It sounds like the guy that comes to the gas station and goes, hey, you like music? Like, yeah, got the speakers in the back.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't do that. They'll throw you in the van and kidnap you.
You think this guy was trying to get me with fish?
I think the guy was... The speaker sell you old crap, stolen speakers.
Like, oh, no,
it's mostly hot stuff.
That's the first thing I thought, too. This guy has stolen fish.
But how do you steal fish?
I don't know.
Like, wait.
It's cookware.
You want to rob a fish store?
Yeah, or a fish farm.
But he really said that about you being Mexican?
Yeah, that's how he opened up the conversation. At first, I was like, oh, great, what does this guy want?
I'm you.
Yeah.
Walk up to me as the fish guy.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Are you Mexican? And then will you say,
yeah, I am.
Hey, cool, man. Hey, look, I got some fish for $1 in the back of my truck. You interested?
Do they do this at home?
No, I've never been asked to buy fish in the back of a truck.
You've never been fish solicited?
No, like back when I was growing up, like you go to the shrimp boats or the fish boats, when they come in, they sell them off the boat. But no, not a dude in the parking lot.
Like racist dude trying to give you a deal?
Yeah,
like,
man.
That's like an oxymoron. Oh, no.
All right. He was real nice.
Bobby Bones.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Nathan Tree is a blind man who travels a lot for work, and his favorite thing is Burger King. Mm. So his seeing eye dog, he wanted to teach it how to find a Burger King. So he teamed up with Burger King to learn the smell. And now he says, find Whopper, and the dog takes him to the nearest Burger King.
That's pretty funny.
It is.
Yeah.
So whenever he's in a different city, because he travels so much for work, he says, find Whopper. And he goes, dog finds Whopper.
That's good. See? Don't tell me dogs can't find Whoppers. I mean, I had this conversation yesterday. I was like, dogs can find Whoppers. I'm like, no, they can't.
It's crushing candy, getting boring, and you want to try something new. Then you have to play the puzzle game, Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new, or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number two, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number two, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends. This 10-year-old kid stealing cars. You seen this?
No.
Demarion Moore, 10 years old, was arrested after he allegedly was caught on the closed-circuit TV attempting to steal an SUV from the parking lot of a dealership. He planned the thefts by stealing the keys of the car earlier in the day. He's 10. He returned to drive off with his prize, but then realized the keys had been stolen because they disabled the car, because the keys were gone. He's been arrested at least 5 times before.
Oh, my goodness.
Police say he's more brash than other 10-year-olds.
Well, yeah. I mean, my daughter's 10. I can't imagine her even know. Like, what?
I mean, I know you're laughing, Lunchbox.
Sad.
I understand you guys think it's sad. But
I do, because, like, where are his parents? Like, that's why he's doing this, because no one's there to tell him what's right and what's not.
Or whoever is around him is telling him that this is okay.
Yeah, bad people around him.
But you have to admit, for a 10-year-old to think in advance to go and take the keys and then return later at night, that is a forward-thinking 10-year-old.
Someone taught him that.
Yeah.
Someone not good. Someone being around saying, right, hey, this is what you do. And here's a kid introduced to a lifestyle that he probably does not need to be involved in. Now he's in trouble. And at 10, you don't know what's going to happen the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You don't know if this is going to cause you all this trouble.
And he's already been arrested five times.
10 years old. There was another story about a 14-year-old.
Yeah, he's in California. And he went and bought all this gear to look like a cop. And he decked out his grandmother's SUV with blinking lights. And he's just showing up to people's house with the lights flashing and knocking on the door and be like, hey, I'm here. Domestic disturbance. I'm responding to a call. And the uniform is so baggy, people didn't believe him. They just closed the door in his face. He even pulled a woman over the other day and let her off with a warning.
He pulled someone over?
Yes.
That's scary.
Hey, ma'am.
It's me, Petey.
I got to take your car.
You've been going 55 and a 54.
But police said they were able to track him down. They searched his house and they found the fake uniform. He had a fake gun and all sorts of rings. And I mean, he had all sorts of badges.
That's no good.
Where are his parents?
And you know the thing, too? I'm going to say this, though. 14-year-olds, again, you start to create your own groups at 14.
Yeah.
That's bad, too. It is. But still, it's not as bad as 10.
Well, I mean, you think about it. It's just 4 years older than the 10-year-old.
That's 100 years in kid life.
Yeah.
I had a learner's permit when I was 14. In Arkansas, we could drive a car at 14.
Yeah, what's that called? Hardship?
Just a straight learner's permit. There was no hardship. Hardship was my life. Oh. The permit was
But they did call it that.
Yes, gotcha.
No, it wasn't a hardship for us. You just got a straight learner's permit at 14.
Sorry, my
That's
bad.
Young,
where I
man.
Come from?
Cornbread and chicken?
Where I come from.
Some of my friends, and it was really just their parents, like, somehow getting them and paying extra, but they had a hardship license.
You could get a hardship. And
it wasn't because they had a job and that they needed to get to.
Well, it's like probably a medical marijuana card in some states. Mm-hmm. It's not really because you have diabetes of the eye or whatever you get. What is it? What do you get?
That's it.
Glaucoma. Amy's telling
cataracts.
Me that's it. Yeah. You just get someone to sign off on it. But I don't think the law is the same now in Arkansas. At 14, you get a permit.
Crazy.
I hear they're changing the law here on driving in the next couple years.
To what?
To 18.
Oh, yeah.
For a license. Have you heard that?
I feel like my ears have maybe heard that.
That's unfortunate for the kids.
No. Think about how much of an idiot you were at 16.
No, we're a pretty big idiot. But and I saw a kid the other day, and I looked at him on the road, and I was like, he has no business driving. This kid looks like he's my son's
time
age.
Time marches on. Have you ever driven past Vanderbilt? I'm like, what are these? Like, is it like the high school visiting campus day?
It's
but
crazy.
No, they are college students, and they look so little.
When I was 16, my first car was an old Subaru. I mean, it was awesome and the worst, most unsafe car ever. I'd mowed and worked at maintenance and I've saved up and bought this car. And the brakes went out. And I didn't want to tell anybody the brakes went out in the car because I couldn't afford to get new brakes. And I knew they would make me stop driving the car.
Oh.
Like, I knew my grandma would say, no more driving the car. And she should have because there were no brakes.
Yeah.
So at 16, you know what I did? I drove around with the emergency brake. And
no.
When I wanted to stop, I would slam the emergency brake. So,
you shouldn't be on the road doing that.
I was 16. I was an idiot.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh, but you look forward to driving, man. When you turn that 16 years old, you're like, yes, I'm going to hit the road.
Yeah, but if they change the law, then, you know, kids will, they'll get used to it eventually and
they won't know the difference.
They won't know the difference. We'll be like, back in our day, we got to drive at 16.
Oh, I was driving at 14. Like, I was straight up. I was just, the end. I rode my bike until I got a car. And then 14, I was on.
You never stop.
On the road again, and boy, you can't contain me now. Yeah.
Don't you think it's harder, though, on parents? Because at 16, you have a lot going on. You have places you need to be. So it's going to just make it more difficult on parents. Because they gotta, you get a job at 16, you can do all this, but mm-hmm. you can't drive?
Yeah, because also, too, I was a younger sister who had a sister that turned 16 first, and she was then able to help drive me places. It does free up stuff for parents.
Oh, yeah, because you could work at 16.
Okay, so cool. I don't care about all that. All I said, I heard that you can only drive 16.
Cool.
I'm not trying to get into
stuff.
A debate, the gubernatorial race about who...
Well, you should think about that, future governor of Arkansas.
Lots of stuff to think about, Bones.
I got way more important things first.
Okay.
Yeah. Abby in North Carolina. Hi, Abby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a concern. We had a package that was delivered to our front door, and our neighbor kids, who we have suspicion that they stole it, we've had problems with them in the past, and we ended up finding what was inside the package in the woods behind our apartment, and I'm wondering if I should go to their door and confront them.
Are you asking Judge Common Sense?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hold on. All right, okay. Judge Common Sense is now in the courtroom. Thank you. You all may be seated. So what I'm hearing is you think someone stole a package because someone has stolen things in the past and you like to confront someone, what you think. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Now, I don't think you can go over to the neighbors and be like, I think your kid stole this. What I would suggest you do if this is an issue is get one of those little cameras.
Yeah.
And be proactive yourself about making sure nobody else steals anything. If you don't know, you don't know. If you have footage, you need to get one of those doorbell cameras.
Yeah.
And they actually make them rather inexpensive now where you can just look at your phone. And I don't think you go to the neighbors. It's going to be awkward. You may not be right. You could be. You probably are, but you may not be right. And the court doesn't deal in probables. So my advice would be, if you're worried about things like this, you put a doorbell camera up on your front door.
And go from there.
Yeah, because you just can't go over being all accusatory, you know what I mean?
Right. I guess it's only hard because it hurts because they didn't steal from me. They stole from my 6-year-old and my 3-month-old.
No, I get it. I get it. But unless you actually saw it, can't go over there and be I saw it. I know you probably, they probably did it. Listen, I've heard stories about them. They're kind of rotten. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. But no, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. You have to find it yourself. You have to have proof in this court of law. So Judge Common Sense says you need to have proof. So if this is a thing, take care of it and get your own proof.
Then that makes sense.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the call, though, Abby. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, thank you. I am.
Okay, thank you. But Judge, you may all, I'm leaving the courtroom. Right. Thank you. Amy, how'd you feel about that?
I wonder if you get her package back, though.
Duh. Tough noodles.
Okay.
She got it back. She found it in the woods.
No.
You just go to Amazon. Call them.
That's
like,
true.
Hey, Jeff Bezos.
For sure those kids did it, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no doubt.
No doubt. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a story in Billboard about artists that have never had a number one on the Billboard Hot 100, which is the all-genre chart.
So here's some of these artists that have... Eddie, you're going to be blown away by this because you're a music nerd like I am.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
These are artists who have never had a number one song. Here you go. Hey, Lunch, how many of these you can name?
Okay.
Number one. Here you go.
Born in the U.S. Oh, yeah. That's...
Who's that?
Born in the USA, Bruce Springsteen.
That's correct. He's never had a number one song.
What? The Boss?
Yeah, never. That's the crazy part. If Lunch knows who it is, they have to be humongous because he doesn't know music.
Right.
Never had a number one. Okay, how about this one? All I want to
do is have some fun. But I'm feeling I'm not the only one.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Now that's Sheryl Crow.
She's never had a number one?
Never had a number one.
That's crazy.
I used to listen to Tuesday Night Music Club when I was a teenager. Maybe a little, I don't know what year that was. Young teenager, maybe. But I listened to that all the time. And I still have a crush on Sheryl Crow.
Mm-hmm. You'd marry her.
Oh, man. Come on over. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Come on,
I
love Sheryl Crow. She's awesome. And then that and her second album was called Sheryl Crow. I'm a huge fan. Never had a number one.
No.
How about this one? This band has never had a number one. Lunchbox, name it. You got this. Come on now.
Shook me all night long. It's not Aerosmith.
It is not.
Foo Fighters?
No. Wow. Do you know who that is, Amy? Oh, Amy, come on.
What?
Who is that band?
I don't know.
It's AC/DC.
Oh, I knew that.
They haven't had a number one. Not
even Fade to Black.
Back in Black.
Okay. Oh, Back to Black.
Okay,
Fade to Black is Metallica.
Okay, here we go. Amy. By the way, Metallica's never had a number one. They're not on my
list. No way.
They've never had a number one.
Stop
it. Nope. How about this one? Who's this, Lunch?
That is...
There's a feeling I get.
Ooh. John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's correct.
Yeah, good
job. Is that really?
No, it's Led Zeppelin.
Oh!
Led Zeppelin's never had a number one.
They only have one song, right?
No, they have... they have...
Stairway to Heaven.
50. Massive songs, yeah. Who's this, Lunch?
Oh, that's Metallica.
That's Nirvana.
Oh, boy.
Never had a number one. I'll do one more.
Oh, man, you said... Oh, that's easy.
What?
That's Tom Petty.
Never had a number one.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? I don't know if you guys found that...
Wow.
...that bit interesting or not, but it's crazy how many of these major artists have never had... Then all of a sudden, Ariana Grande's got 17 number ones.
Yeah. Come on.
It's just the nature of now versus then.
Mm-hmm.
Songs would stay number one for 20 weeks back then. I mean, in our format's terrible. The country format's terrible. They just hand number ones out. They're not even real.
We're like, oh, wow, this is number one for a second week in a row. Crazy.
I like, I like your jeans. You get a number one. Yeah, that's what it's like. So I give you an iconic song from a movie, and you have to name the movie it's most known for. So you guys all have a pen and paper in front of you, and you'll be able to write it down. For example, this is an easy one.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Titanic.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, is from Titanic. That is correct. Write your answers down. Now, I'm just taking the one that's most searched for. This is there may be multiple songs, but this is the one.
Okay.
The one that's on my paper is the winner. I don't want any gibberish from you.
Yeah, I don't want you guys arguing when you get it wrong.
Ready.
Ready.
Song number one. Name that movie.
I'm in.
I've never wanted to condone gambling, but if you're with someone in the car right now and you want to make a coffee bet or who's better at this game, go ahead.
This is in a movie?
Oh, my goodness.
The whole reason it was recorded was because of a movie.
I'm in for the win. I have no idea.
I'm curious to know what Lunchbox wrote down. Lunchbox?
Armageddon.
Armageddon. Oh, Life is a Highway.
I could see it in that movie. Or hear it.
The meteor's coming. What are we going to do?
They're trying to get away from it.
No. Amy?
The first movie I ever saw with Bobby, Cars.
That's correct.
Really? The first movie you guys saw together?
Yeah.
Eddie?
Cars.
Correct.
Why would I see that as an adult man? Come on.
No, it's really good.
You watch Teen Mom.
Yeah,
all right,
it's
here
different.
We go. Next song.
I'm in.
What movie is this from? Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
I'm in.
Never seen it, but I know it. I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
The Bodyguard.
That's correct.
Whoa.
Guys, I'm still a little sick. A little
I was like, well, okay.
I'm actually not sick. I just haven't eaten in a couple days. So my finger's a little off. Amy?
Bodyguard.
Eddie?
The Bodyguard.
Correct. Next up, name the movie. I do believe this is Aerosmith's first ever number one. They started
crazy.
In like the
70s.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. This is their first number one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So, okay.
Okay.
Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox?
Oh, that's Armageddon, folks.
Oh, duh.
Amy?
Clueless.
Clueless. Interesting.
Because at least she's Silverstone, I guess.
No, I don't think she's in that.
She's in a different song, Living
You're
the
thinking
edge.
Of Liv Tyler.
She's in one of the videos.
She's in an Aerosmith video.
Yeah, she climbs out the window.
Yeah.
That's a different movie. Nothing about that's the same except the band.
Oh.
Can
Eddie.
I guess Armageddon?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry.
Name the movie. Old time rock and roll.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Put them together. Cowbell. More cowbell.
I hear it.
Yes. Yeah. I reminisce about the
days of old. Come on, guys.
Amy?
Cocktail?
Cocktail, she says. Lunchbox?
Child, let's go back to the future.
Eddie?
Let's go Risky Business.
Yes!
That's
Tom
it.
Cruise.
Yeah!
What?
What movie is this from? Name the movie. I can see but you when you dance. Justin Timberlake can't stop the feeling.
I'm in 100%.
Hundo P.
Hundo P. Hundo P.
Here we go. Amy?
Trolls.
Lunchbox.
Sing. I need to be a kid's movie.
Trolls.
Eddie, are you winning?
I'm for sure winning.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Eddie's winning.
One more.
More 6 points.
This is worth 10 points.
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah! Oh, don't get all mad because you got kid movies and little layups for you.
All right.
Let's go.
This is worth 10 points.
I'm ready.
We started. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'm in.
Oh. When I see you again. What on earth?
Wiz Khalifa, See You Again. I think for a while this was the most watched video on YouTube.
I got it. For the win.
That's for the win if you have it.
Yeah, dude, I got it.
Lunchbox?
Okay, I am writing it down.
Okay, go ahead and say it. You can just say it right now. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to say it? Jilly.
What?
Jilly?
Excuse
what
me?
Is that?
With Ben Affleck. Gilly. Jilly. Jilly.
No. Okay, let's go to Amy.
Fast and the Furious!
Ooh, I can't accept that.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Ooh!
Eddie.
Black Panther.
You know what? It's not it either. No,
oh,
Black Panther was like a week ago.
Yeah, so you're looking for not the franchise name, but the real name?
I will give you a chance to go ahead with the real name.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Fast and the Furious. That one was... Faster.
Sorry.
Faster in Tokyo.
Furious 7. It was Paul Walker's final scene.
Yes.
Oh, no
Paul Walker died.
Oh.
That's hard, though. There are 7 of them.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That's tough.
Do you want to let her win?
No, I won.
No, 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 no. Good luck,
fair and square.
Eddie, you. Eddie's
yeah.
Eddie's the
I got robbed.
Not really. You
yeah,
got two chances.
Whatever.
Yeah, you got a replay chance, too, and then you still got robbed.
Right. Faster.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Members of a sorority at the University of Southern Mississippi recently helped make a 92-year-old man's World War II dream come true. Paul Sonier recently told a social worker that his final wish was to dance with a beautiful woman. And she shared that with her sorority sisters, and they decided to make it happen. The college organized a dance in his honor, and since he's bedridden, they brought the dance to him. Now, he wasn't able to get up and cut the old rug, as they say, but they were able to celebrate with him, and they all, like, held his hand and danced beside him.
That's awesome.
This guy had the right idea.
Yeah,
huh?
He was doing it right.
Yeah.
Heaven can be better than. There's your good news.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dan and Shay.
All right, Dan and Shay back today.
Now, over the last 2 days, you've done two songs. Both were amazing. And they got better as... I just don't know. I don't know about today, because I'm not picking the song. That's why I don't have any confidence.
There you go. That's why they were good, because you picked them.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
This is going to be a big letdown, if you don't love this one.
That record comes out tomorrow, called Dan and Shay. They did All to Myself on Tuesday, Speechless yesterday, which the tweets and the Facebook messages, boom. You guys saw them, didn't you?
Boom.
Did you saw them?
Those were all us on fake accounts.
All burners?
Yeah, burners.
Yeah.
Burns is a cool word. Sounds like a cool song. I don't know what it'd be about, but.
Dan and Shay, look at these guys. It's like they've grown up right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, not necessarily like up, but we gotten older for sure.
Still 4'11".
Yeah.
Oh, he's little taller than that.
I'm sitting about 4'11 right now. I'm hanging.
I wish I was 4'11 because then it would be like I'm in that awkward, like almost too short phase. But
right now, you mean you're in that phase?
I'm still growing. Yeah.
And hair is amazing. Yeah. It definitely adds.
It adds like probably 6 inches, I would say. Yeah. I'm 6'1 with the hair. Yeah.
Dan and Shay are here. Now, you guys get to pick the song today. What are you playing and why are you playing it?
We actually had the opportunity to fly out to L.A. and record Kelly Clarkson on a song on our record, which was a dream come true. I mean, she's one of the best singers of all time of our generation. To have her singing with Shay on a duet was, like, ridiculous. So it's one of our favorite songs on the record. And Kelly, come on in. Kelly didn't make it today. Unfortunately, she's not here today. But if you check out the record, available, you can hear the song with Kelly Clarkson on it.
Is that the one you're playing?
His best to, you want to do it?
That's what we're going to do.
Score.
Yeah,
you're going to do Keepin' Score?
We're going to do Keepin' Score.
I've never heard you play this one live before. I'm just being honest.
Neither have
you.
We. So here we go.
The record comes out tomorrow. It's called Dan and Shay. It's another new song from these guys. This one's called Keeping Score here on the Bobby Bones Show. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Wow. That's good, too. That is good, too.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's good, too.
That's really high in the morning. Feels good.
That's good, too. Yeah, I mean, you got Kelly Clarkson on that song. I didn't miss it. I'll be honest with you,
dude. That's thanks, man.
I've heard I like it. That. I like listening to it. It's better on when I'm recording. But I didn't miss her.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Huh.
I hope she doesn't hear that and be like, "How dare him say that?"
Yeah, well,
it was an honor to have her on that, man. And that's just a great song. And yeah, thanks for having us on, man. We appreciate it, buddy.
The record comes out tomorrow, but tonight at midnight.
Yes.
It's called Dan and Shay. We hope everybody streams it, buys it, shares it, all the things that you can do.
That's right. Look at it, whatever.
Yeah.
Just take a look at it.
Dan and Shay, congratulations, my friends.
Thank you, man. Thank you guys
for having
us on.
You guys always come in and crush it every time.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Not one time, maybe not.
Consistently crush it.
And I doubted them today.
You did?
I thought, how are they going to do better than Speechless?
I know. I mean, if I had to vote for the week, though, or vote for what's
voting.
Happened so far. Oh, I do.
It's like voting for...
Is that your one?
Oh, you're just doing that. You're just going out there. All right. Mm-hmm. Dan and Shay, you're a real treat.
Thank you, buddy.
You're a real
Likewise.
Treat.
Likewise.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
treat.
You,
I like that.
Thank
I'm
going
to take that one.
We're going to play Tequila, which is also on the record.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure I got almost. Back. I haven't even notes in front of me. I'm just going from my heart here.
There's nothing. It's just your heart and your love for us.
The record's Dan and Shay, and I will we'll talk quickly tomorrow. Cool. All right, cool. All right,
sounds good.
Dan and Shay. The Bobby Bones Show. Okay. You want to bet some money on this or no?
Money, yeah.
Is this that game?
Yeah, this is that game.
Okay, here's Lunchbox talking to drunk people.
What'd you have to drink tonight?
I drank No, I had a few drinks here, but no doubt, it was honestly fine. I had a few drinks.
What do you do for a living?
To be fair, I work for consultant management. Yeah, I've worked for them for 4 years. I worked for a bank, and they pay me.
What president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Okay, so it's pretty drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The Gettysburg Address. Do you think he'll get it? Your call. The answer is obviously Abraham Lincoln. Right. Do you think he'll get it for $10?
Man, it doesn't sound to me like he'd get it.
Okay.
Nope.
You say no. If he says Abraham Lincoln, I am up $10. Come on, buddy.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
boom.
What?
I'm up $10.
He tricked me.
Let's do it again.
Tell me about yourself. What do people like about you?
I like that I am smart and fun and different and...
That's about all I got. What's your extra question?
How smart of a girl are you?
I have a degree. I have a great job.
She says she has a degree?
Decree,
okay. Okay.
And I have great prospects. I have my own house.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
The tallest mountain in the world. Now, I would guess, and again, I consider myself a trivia buff, and I wouldn't be so sure that it's Mount Everest, but that's what I would say.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, but I wouldn't bet all the money on it. Is that the answer?
That's the correct answer.
Okay.
So I'd have got it right, but I'm going to tell, just being honest, I don't know that I would have bet the whole farm on it. So, Amy, do you think she gets it right?
No, it's your turn to pick.
I'll let you, if you want to pick, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't get it.
You say no. Double or nothing. You say she says she misses it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mount Everest.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
You're down $20. Let's
I'm
do another
really
one.
I'm really good today. Okay.
How you doing, man?
Lunchbox is talking to people wasted on the streets.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Bobby, I'm great. How you doing? Is this live?
No, it's not live.
First of all, he thinks you're Bobby, and he wonders if he's alive. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Cole McGilbert. I'm from Farmville, North Carolina. What do I need to tell you?
So tell me, why do you like to drink alcohol?
Because it gets you right on time, brother.
And what kind of alcohol you like to drink?
I'm a dark guy. I'm a bourbon guy.
Count to 10 as fast as you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
The capital of Hawaii is for sure Honolulu. Now, I'm gonna let you again. I'm not gonna pull it away. You can have the choice if you want to take.
He doesn't get it.
You say no.
I'm gonna find that person that doesn't get
We're
it.
We're betting $20 here.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Double
get it.
Double or nothing. Amy says he doesn't get it. Come on, buddy. Say Honolulu. Say Honolulu.
Maui.
Oh, come
what
on.
Up?
Maui.
We're back even. Let's welcome back the Shocker.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
It's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell. It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, Amy is now playing today.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, you have...
I already have, like, butterflies in my stomach.
Well, yeah, that's the point of this. It's easy questions, but
even knowing
nervous.
The shocker is coming, I feel about 75% dumber.
It does take it out of you.
Okay, hit
Would
me.
Would you like?
With the categories.
Easy sports question.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
that's a good
totally
one.
My wheelhouse.
Would you like easy solar system questions or easy music trivia?
Oh.
Which one of those will you take?
Oh, my God. I feel like sports, it just totally, I would not know. I don't know.
Five questions.
What was the last one? Music?
Music.
Oh, gosh.
Music.
I feel like I have to take a gamble and go. Okay, I'm between sports and solar system.
Wow, you're not going music?
Wow.
No.
Okay.
Wait, should I leave music for?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
You think I should go music?
I don't know.
I don't know music. I'm okay. Wearing my Elton John shirt, but I
go
don't
ahead.
Know music. Okay. I'm going to go. Oh, man. You choose for me.
No, what? I can't do that. Come on, pick one.
Go sports.
I'll go sports.
Okay.
Oh, it's time to use the shocker. It's time to scream and yell.
Okay.
It's time to use the shocker on the Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's putting the shocker around her neck. By the way, don't do this at home.
No.
A lot of people are like, my kids are listening.
Oh.
Yeah. To all those kids, it is funny, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
But don't do it
at home. That's right.
The little cold metal things.
You'll need to hold
I'm
it.
Shocked she went sports.
Yeah, oh, yeah, me too. Why would you not go music?
What? I don't know music.
You don't know sports.
Yeah, I know more than
okay.
I think I know.
Very
oh,
good.
My gosh.
Amy
Can
has,
I go solar system?
No, you've already
Does it work?
Your
I don't know if it works yet.
Yeah. Yes, it works! Yes.
Whoa!
You always got to test it.
Oh.
You always got to
Man, I don't get the joy from this one that I did with Lunchbox.
Rude!
Well, you have to test it always.
Rude!
So it does work.
Can't wait to test it on you.
Okay, here we go.
Wait,
are you ready?
No.
Question number
Stop.
One.
Okay, hold on. Do
Easy.
I have to hold it?
No, it's
okay.
gone. Easy sports trivia. Michael Jordan won 6 championships. With what team, though? Michael Jordan. Of all the championships, he won 6 championships
okay,
with
my,
what team?
The first thing that came to my brain is the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
Because, like, that's Jordan. The Bulls. Michael Jordan, number 23.
Uh-huh. What is your answer?
The Bulls.
She says the Bulls. Show me the Bulls.
correct.
Oh.
One down, one down. Good.
Yeah, I was waiting for...
Man, okay. It feels so much better when it's not on your neck.
I know, I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Amy.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Yes.
Who is the MVP at this last year's Super Bowl? The Super Bowl. Did you watch it?
No, I don't think so.
I have a button. As soon as they hit the button, she gets
shot. I watched some of it.
Yeah. Who won?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
No, he lost. That okay, was the ahead. Shocker. But I don't even remember.
No, this is the shocker.
No, I mean, it was a bummer because Tom Brady was up for like winning another Super Bowl. And then they're the Patriots, and I don't even remember who they played.
So you passing going incorrect?
Literally the only person I know that played in the Super Bowl is Tom Brady.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go ahead and I have to brace myself. I'm about to get shocked, right? Okay, my answer is Tom Brady based on lack of other information.
It is not Tom Brady. I haven't shocked her yet.
Amy,
the answer is...
My nose is running. What?
Austin High's Nick Foles.
No, he went to Westlake.
My bad.
Yeah,
your husband. Shocker bones.
Yeah. Okay, here comes the shocker.
Okay.
I meant Austin's. Okay, wait. Three, two, and shock. Wait, wrong button.
Yeah.
Harder. Shock.
Are you wearing it on your neck?
Harder.
Yes.
I don't think you are.
Uh-oh.
Lunchbox, make sure she's wearing it a little tighter.
Amy, you should have just acted.
It's almost worse, how tense I get leading up to thinking that you're shocking. Okay!
Yeah, she's not holding it
on. I asked you might hold it.
But you can't cry, because then people start to feel bad for you. You're doing that. Yeah. Don't be like...
Yeah, be tough.
You're the one Lunchbox screamed more than I did. He would just get away from the mic.
But yours is sad.
Give me the audio of him.
Yours is sad.
No, not in front of me.
Amy volunteered to do this.
Yeah, don't feel bad for me, listeners. I mean, I'm fine.
Who's the fastest man in the world?
Bolt. Usain Bolt.
Correct.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Two left. Mm-hmm. Amy's wearing a dog shot collar around her neck.
Yeah.
Who is the head football coach of the Seattle Seahawks?
You got this.
It's easy.
You got this.
Marshawn Lynch.
Does he play for the Seahawks?
He did.
Okay.
That's incorrect.
No, that wasn't my answer. What? I'm talking through it.
Yes, it was. You get shocked. Yes, it was. You just talked through it.
Okay.
One question left.
How much is this one worth?
One question left. We're 5 seconds.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, 5 seconds. Amy, you can have a question. Would you like your category in the NFL or Major League Baseball?
Ooh.
You even get to pick your subcategory.
Oh.
Go ahead.
NFL.
Okay. Which NFL team has won the most Super Bowls ever?
Oh,
the most Super Bowls ever.
Most Super Bowls ever. Oh, man.
And he's got the dog shot collar on. Go ahead.
The most Super Bowls ever. The Patriots.
Ooh.
No, no. Uh-oh. Who was it?
Is that
the
your
Broncos?
Answer or are you talking through it?
No. Who was it? I don't want to get shot for 5 seconds. Don't shock me.
Don't shock me.
It's the Patriots.
If you're saying don't shock you, I can't shock you.
I feel like Tom has the most Super Bowls.
It's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They both start with the
ow. That's the one.
Ow. You're going to do 5
times. Four more.
Go. Just go.
Pull it up your neck.
It is.
Ah! One more. Ah! Okay, there you go. Done. Oh. There it is.
Oh, man.
I'm so hot.
Oh.
Whoa. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or bobbybones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to? It's all out there at bobbybones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.